From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies this evening, then mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. It is 75 degrees in Lawrence. It is 306.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. The new school year is raising concerns about immigration raids among families of mixed legal status. We will find out whether their fears are being borne out. If it's nothing to worry about, take an examination of that. And then you've heard of the Border Showdown. It's coming up Saturday. It's between the KU Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers football teams. But have you heard about the radio rivalry taking place between the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia?
This is really a competition between radio stations around the idea of Mizzou and KU competing as well.
It's not just football fans who will be rooting for their team this Saturday. KPR in Lawrence and KBIA in Columbia trying to out-fundraise one another. What's at stake? We will tell you in 25 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening, a Classics Live show with the Topeka Symphony. That's on your KPR One station. Special guest artist pianist John Nakamatsu. We'll be hearing some Rachmaninoff tonight and some Respighi, 7 o'clock, KPR One stations, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. It's 73 degrees in Topeka. It's 320.
Support for NPR comes...
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has had some wins on his policies to, quote, make America healthy again. Some states have passed laws banning food dyes and requiring labels on ultra-processed foods.
We've been the busiest, most proactive administration in HHS history.
How Kennedy is trying to reshape America's health policy on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow are Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
Los Angeles was illegal. This is the second time Schwab has challenged Trump in court since the president began targeting the District of Columbia last month. House Republicans have introduced a bill that would allow Trump to replace Schwab with an appointee of his choosing, though it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. For NPR News, I'm Alex Coma in Washington.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total tax collections of $692 million, about $26 million, or just shy of 4% above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. Individual income tax collections were up in the latest report. Corporate income tax collections came in a little lower than expected. You can find more at the KPR website. Just visit KPR News, click on the daily headlines. There's a clickable link where you can see the report in full. Kansas lawmakers are considering how much the state should fund career and technical education on top of academics. CTE programs, as they are called, aim to give students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing, or in trades like welding. At a meeting with fellow lawmakers, Republican Representative Christy Williams said academic performance should take priority over vocational programs.
These students, before we're going to pay additional for them to be in CTE, we need to be assured that they can read, write, and do math.
Lawmakers are working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. Police are warning of a scam targeting churchgoers in northeast Kansas. The scam targets members of Northridge Church in Seneca. Church members have received emails from a scammer pretending to be a pastor at the church. The scammer asks them to purchase gift cards. KWCH reports the Seneca Police Department is investigating the scam. Nationwide, the FTC says impersonation scams cost Americans more than $1 billion in 2023. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies this evening, then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, 50% chance of showers near steady temperatures hovering right around 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, then clearing with a low in the mid-40s.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The University of Kansas and the University of Missouri football teams are getting ready to battle each other Saturday afternoon in Columbia in a renewed border showdown game. With the revival of the rivalry, the public radio station in Lawrence, Kansas Public Radio, and KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, decided to get in on the action and turn the border showdown into a fundraising competition called Radio Rivals. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with Joanna Fewins, the development director here at KPR, to learn more about the competition.
The whole idea came out of
Missouri, including guerrilla warfare before and during the American Civil War. So we're not killing anyone anymore. We're just trying to raise some money in a good-natured way. That's the border showdown.
That's right.
Joanna Fewins, KPR Development Director. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.
You can learn more about our radio rivalry fundraising effort between the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia at kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Plenty to see there. Thanks for tuning in to All Things Considered today. We are closing in on 4 o'clock. At 4:01, we will have an update of news headlines. In this next half hour, we'll learn more about the president's nominee for the Federal Reserve, who appeared before a Senate committee today. Stephen Miron is his name. We will also find out how states vary in their policies for the administration of COVID vaccines this fall. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Clear skies in the forecast this evening, then mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, not much movement on the temperature front. Near steady temperatures tomorrow, right around 60 degrees. My kind of weather. 73 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Emporia, 73 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 4.
All Things Considered from NPR.org.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clashed with lawmakers over his policies to, quote, make America healthy again. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. That story and all of the latest national, international, and regional news tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 4:06.
It's all your news.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies all around the state, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m., more at DoleInstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We'll find out more about reports that a single dose of LSD seems to provide some long-term relief to people with anxiety disorders. We will talk about the dangers of the Powerball office pool. Get you an update on the pop charts and a whole lot more. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
KU Jayhawks are taking on the Mizzou Tigers this weekend, and we are having a fundraising showdown with our friends at KBIA in Columbia. For every contribution you make to KPR, we earn 1 point against Mizzou. If you're a new donor, your points count double. You can help us put KU and Kansas Public Radio and Kansas in general on top. Donate starting tomorrow, or starting today. Sorry, today's Thursday. At kansaspublicradio.org, we have already been getting some contributions, which is super exciting, including a KU alum who now teaches at Mizzou. Thank you so much, and participate today.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news with Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan. It's 4:30.
This is Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total tax collections of $692 million. That's about $26 million, or a little under 4% above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but says she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. Individual income tax collections were up in the latest report. Corporate income tax collections came in lower than expected. It is the fifth month in a row that overall collections have exceeded expectations. Kansas lawmakers are considering how much the state should fund career and technical education on top of academics. CTE programs, as they are called, aim to give students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing or in trades like welding. At a meeting with fellow lawmakers, Republican Representative Christy Williams says academic performance should take priority over vocational programs.
These students, before we're going to pay additional for them to be in CTE, we need to be assured that they can read, write, and do math.
Lawmakers are working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. Some members of the Wichita Teachers Union say they plan to leave the group over endorsements in this year's school board races. United Teachers of Wichita is not endorsing a candidate in two of the four races, opting instead to label all four candidates as, quote, public school friendly. That includes Diane Albert and Hazel Stabler, whom the union opposed in 2021. Union President Katie Warren says the two members have changed significantly since being elected. She says their votes on key issues reflect support for teachers.
We feel that they came in and saw how difficult and complex this work is, and that they've made an effort to engage with all stakeholders, whether they agree politically or not.
Stabler and Albert were elected in 2021 as part of a conservative slate of candidates opposing mask mandates and opposing critical race theory. Since then, both voted in favor of teacher pay raises and a proposed bond issue. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: clear skies this evening, then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. We are expecting a low in the upper 50s with winds coming out of the southwest. For tomorrow, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, near steady temperatures around 60 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with a low down in the mid-40s, sunny and warmer for Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. It's 4:35.
From NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Martin Denny and vibraphonist Jimmy Namaro. Plus, there's a new album by the Waikiki 7. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., testified on Capitol Hill today. He faced criticism from both Democrats and some Republicans.
There are real concerns that safe, proven vaccines like measles, like hepatitis B and others could be in jeopardy. And that would reverse decades of progress.
Details from today's Senate hearing, plus a look ahead to the NFL season. Regular season kicks off tonight with the Philadelphia Eagles taking the field against Dallas Cowboys. Becky Sullivan will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
Clear skies this evening, clouding up a bit after midnight, 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with lows in the upper 50s, not much movement temperature-wise tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, near steady temperatures throughout the day, right around 60 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 5, and this is KPR.
This is Best Interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clashed with lawmakers over his policies to, quote, make America healthy again. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, September 12th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at music.ku.edu/events.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Emporia, 76 in Chanute. It's 5:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will also learn more about a little friendly competition. You've heard of the Border Showdown coming up on Saturday between the Kansas Jayhawks and Missouri Tigers in the football arena. We want to tell you about the radio rivalry taking place between the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia.
This is really a competition between radio stations around the idea of Mizzou and KU competing as well.
It's not just football fans who'll be rooting for their team this Saturday. KPR in Lawrence, KBIA in Columbia, trying to out-fundraise one another. What's at stake and what's the score? The competition started today. I will tell you where things stand in 25 minutes. Stick around.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
As far as the weather goes, clear skies this evening, mostly cloudy after midnight, 30% chance of showers and storms, lows tonight in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, it's going to really feel like fall, cloudy skies, 50% chance of showers, with our temperatures holding steady right around 60. Tomorrow night, clearing with a low in the mid-40s. 75 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
And a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tomorrow, your hosts will be Michelle Martin and A. Martinez, along with Matthew Algio. Get the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition tomorrow on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total tax collections of $692 million, about $26 million, or just under 4%, above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. It is the fifth month in a row that overall collections have exceeded expectations. Kansas lawmakers are considering how much the state should fund career and technical education on top of academics. CTE programs, as they are called, aim to give students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing, or in trades like welding. At a meeting with fellow lawmakers, Republican Representative Christy Williams says academic performance should take priority over vocational programs.
These students, before we're going to pay additional for them to be in CTE, we need to be assured that they can read, write, and do math.
Lawmakers are working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. Some members of the Wichita Teachers Union say they are planning to leave the group over endorsements in this year's school board races. United Teachers of Wichita is not endorsing a candidate in two of the four races, opting instead to label all four candidates as, quote, public school friendly. That includes Diane Albert and Hazel Stabler, whom the union opposed in 2021. Union President Katie Warren says the two members have changed significantly since being elected. She says their votes on key issues reflect support for teachers.
We feel that they came in and saw how difficult and complex this work is, and that they've made an effort to engage with all stakeholders, whether they agree politically or not.
Albert and Stabler were elected in 2021 as part of a conservative slate of candidates who opposed mask mandates and critical race theory. Since then, both have voted in favor of teacher pay raises and a proposed bond issue. It's 75 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
Support for NPR. Simplicity of the cemetery, but this particular group of people, many of them not yet 70, seem to be comfortable talking about death, dying, being dead.
There's a great big boulder, which is my plot, but I'll have a little plaque on it, and it's going to say dirt to dirt.
You'll be cremated.
For sure. Yeah, burn me up.
Mountain View, unlike most other cemeteries, has few rules about how people must be buried.
My grandfather is buried in his fishing tackle box, and my mother is buried in a cast iron kettle that she grew flowers in, and my grandmother was buried in a basket, I believe. Families will make a wooden box and put that in and put their family member in that and bury it. It's up to them.
Maybe it's the relaxed rules. Maybe it's the party. Maybe it's the soft slope of the ground where someday all these people will be eternal neighbors, but they want to be here forever. For NPR News, I'm Grace Benninghoff.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The University of Kansas and the University of Missouri football teams are getting ready to battle it out on Saturday afternoon in Columbia in a renewed border showdown in football. With the revival of the rivalry, the public radio station in Lawrence, Kansas Public Radio, and the public radio station in Columbia, KBIA, decided to get in on the action and turn this football border showdown into a fundraising competition. We're calling it Radio Rivals. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with Joanna Fewins, the development director at KPR, to learn more about this friendly competition.
The whole idea came out of having sort of a friendly rivalry. We're calling it Radio Rivals. And it's really to reach a new audience of listeners. Hopefully we can reach all those football fans and have a friendly competition.
So how does this work? How can Kansas Public Radio beat KBIA? What do we have to do?
So for any donation of any amount, if you've already been a donor, it will count as 1 point. And if you're a brand new donor, it will count as 2 points. So we encourage you to reach out to your friends and try to get them on board so we can beat our friends over in Columbia.
And what is the wager between KBIA and KPR? In other words, what do we have to give them? And vice versa.
So if KPR wins, they have to play our state song on the air during All Things Considered on Monday afternoon.
So KBIA, the public radio station in Missouri, in Columbia, home of the Tigers, they will have to play our beloved state song, Home on the Range. And what if KBIA wins and attracts more donations for KBIA, what does KPR have to do?
Then we're going to play the Missouri Waltz, the Missouri state song.
The state song of Missouri. We're going to play it on our radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the Missouri Waltz?
Not until today.
It's not.
Have I heard the Missouri Waltz?
It's not, shall we say, a great song like Home on the Range is. I mean, could we just agree on that? Just, you know, as two Kansans.
Well, I'm very biased.
We're very biased. Yes, we are. Joanna Fewins, of course, is from Southeast Kansas. I am from Central Kansas. We both love the state. Mm-hmm. We both love Home on the Range, so we'd really like to win. So what do Kansas Public Radio fans and listeners have to do in order for us to be successful?
So all you need to do is go online to kansaspublicradio.org, and there will be a giving form that says Radio Rivals. And even if you just go directly to our donate button, it will take you to the form where you can just become a sustainer, or you can make a one-time gift, and in either or will count.
Is there a deadline on the contest?
Yes. So we are going to have a final tally on Monday in the morning. So we would appreciate it if you were able to get your gifts in over the weekend to meet that final tally time.
It's a radio rivalry during the border showdown between KU and MU as two public radio stations challenge one another to raise money. If you'd like to help, get more info at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're hoping to create good vibes around this competition, which I know in the past is based on a lot of history. And we just wanted to bring some attention to the rivalry in a positive way.
Yes, this rivalry, of course, has historic roots in the often violent relationship between the two states, Kansas and Missouri, including guerrilla warfare before and during the American Civil War. So we're not killing anyone in
Okay, well, that was startling. Basically, they wrapped it up by saying, hey, how do you get involved in participating in this contest? And you do it by visiting kansaspublicradio.org. You can learn more about the radio rivalry there. Competition between the public radio stations in Lawrence and Columbia. Again, you can participate at kansaspublicradio.org. If you've never donated before, you point, you click, you give $5, we get a point. Point, you click, give $10, we get a point. If you've never donated before, point, click, give us $20, we get 2 points. And as of right now, KPR currently has 13 points and KBIA also has 13 points. So it's tied up, neck and neck. So if you would like to participate and get in on this radio rivalry, make your pledge today at kansaspublicradio.org. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, and many other frequencies all around the state.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Coverage match limited by state law. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clashed with lawmakers over his policies to, quote, make America healthy again. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3,
KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
We can't.